Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Of the six scientists believed to have shared the secret of the death ray, we had tracked down Dr. Diaz, Anton Zarovsky, and Jacob Bruin, only to find that the sinister Chaco, another of the scientists, had been busy before us. And now in Sao Paulo, some 200 miles from Rio, Chaco had been a jump ahead of us once again. He had driven scientist Martin Schroeder to suicide. Also in Sao Paulo were two of the glamorous rivals in the hunt, the French-Italian dancer Faye Carilli and Hetty Fitzhenry, the American bird painter. Something attracted them to a plush night spot called the Golden Eagle, and both seemed desperate that Carson and company should not be there to look over the wine list and such like. Meanwhile, through his native servant Angelo, Sir Giles Davenport had discovered why.
That's it, Carson. Tonight at the Golden Eagle, friend Charco will be watching the lovelies and so forth.
And that explains why both Faye and Hetty are watching the place,
sir. Indeed. And it would appear that they both want you out of the way at the time.
So, sir.
But I wonder what Charco's doing there.
Angelo doesn't know that?
He didn't say over the phone, but he's coming straight here to the flat. He has much to tell us yet.
For instance, how he managed to contact Martin Schroeder's widow.
Oh, through his relatives and friends, undoubtedly. Something amusing you, old fellow?
I was just thinking, sir. He seems to have a secret service all of his own.
Up to a point, he has.
So it seems.
As I've told you so often, without the help of these shadowy fellows, I'd have failed lamentably in my many assignments in these parts. Though I'm not altogether happy about the way this assignment is progressing.
Charco's keeping too far ahead of us.
And Jove's he is. Diaz, Zarovsky, Jacob Bruin, and now Martin Schroeder. All this in addition to what information he possessed originally.
It is grim, sir.
Indeed, Carson, indeed. There remains only scientist number six.
The Cossack?
Yes. And then?
And then Charco has the lot.
Well, old fellow, it's more than a possibility.
It seems clear enough what drove Schroeder to suicide.
Well, of course, Carson. Charco induced him to hand over all he knew on the death ray.
With money.
Yes, it speaks all languages, as the saying is. But Schroeder suddenly regretted this. He realized that he delivered this vital information into the hands of a man who'd make anything but good use of it. He felt that he'd betrayed mankind.
So, sir.
Consequently, in a mood of black despair, he took out his car and crashed to his death.
Leaving a wife.
And leaving her in terror.
Of Chaco.
Indeed.
Quite a reign of terror this chap has started.
By Jove, yes.
Howsoever, I'm looking forward to seeing him. Must be at the Golden Eagle tonight.
But you're barred, old fella, after starting that rumpus out of the back with the manager.
So, sir. And Faye has my pipes. Threatens to throw them in the river if I go to the Golden Eagle. Whether it's to see her dancing that Aztec ritual or for any other purpose.
But we must be there, Carson.
Must, sir?
Well, we shall have to call upon Angelo once again.
How so?
He's quite a master when it comes to disguise.
Oh, I see.
We could both sport a beaver, as they called a beard in my young days.
Suits me. Or does it? But why is Charco going there? That's the big question at this stage.
We may find out from Angelo. The rogue shouldn't be so very long now. We'll have a snort while we're waiting.
We had two. And while we were waiting, I found myself thinking about Rio, about Helena Jansen, the cool blonde, and the mysterious loyalty that prevented her from revealing what part she was playing in this deadly game. And where did my former school chum, Roger Deauville, fit into it all? Mention of that rather too glib chappy started me thinking about Sally Bruin once again. Then Angelo arrived.
Now, my dear fellow, both Carson and I are desperately curious. But first things first.
So, sir.
How did you manage to contact Schroeder's wife?
Through my relatives and acquaintances, Excellency.
Yes, I imagined.
It is from them that I first learned that the senorita who performs the dance, also the other with the redness of hair, are in Sao Paulo.
Good, good.
You understand, Excellency, that these relatives of mine are Frequently engaged in activities of an unusual kind.
Indeed, I do.
And such activities are not concerned with the surface of life.
Below the surface, old chap. We understand that perfectly.
It is necessary to place importance upon that so that you will follow how it is that the wife of the late Senor Schroeder comes into contact with my friends. You see, Excellency, she fears for her life.
Naturally.
She's desperate to get out of the country. And for that reason, she approaches these relatives of mine. For they have ways of smuggling a person from this country to another in the greatest of secrecy.
But she hasn't been smuggled out as yet, Angelo.
No, not yet, Excellency. But at darkness tonight, my relatives have promised to undertake their part in the bargain.
Bargain, is that?
Well, it was only by a promise of this safe conduct that we were able to glean from the Senora as much information as we have.
Oh, I see.
She insists that this person, Chaco, will be at the place of the Eagle of Gold tonight.
Yes, but why?
For no peaceful intentions.
Well, that seems obvious enough, but precisely why?
Well, upon that matter, the Senora remains silent.
But she knows, perhaps.
Senora, she knows.
Then why the blazes won't she tell?
Oh, because she desires to retain this information for the purpose of further bargaining.
Further bargaining? How's that?
To make certain that my relatives do not desert her.
Yeah.
But as I have said, the Senora knows much more.
Then she must speak.
It is my belief, Senor, that the appearance of yourself and His Excellency will persuade her that the information is desired for honorable purposes.
And where do we find her?
In the care of certain of my relatives. In a small hut upon an estate which is devoted to the raising of coffee.
But she moves out when darkness falls.
See.
Well, we've time enough. Let's get cracking. Sir Giles had hired a car, and we drove through the impressive streets of Brazil's second city, then out into the teeming coffee district. Well off the highway, the track became rough, and then we walked. Angelo went ahead, then beckoned us forward. In the hut, we met Vilma Schroeder, a woman in her middle 30s, attractive in a heavy way, but drawn and obviously terrified. However, we were able to persuade her that we wanted the information to protect mankind, not to destroy.
You must stop this, Chaco. He's out of his mind with this lust for power.
That's our whole aim and purpose, my dear. But the point is, can you help?
I can only tell you what I know.
Then let us have it.
But you promised that you will assist me to escape from here and return to Europe.
You have both my word and Carson's.
So, sir.
Very well. To your servant and his associates, I have said that I am the wife of Martin Schroeder. But I did not explain that I was the wife that deserted him. You see, gentlemen, I refuse to tolerate the periods of gloom into which Martin was plunged. To me, there was no reason for it. But now I know Chaco was at him again.
You mean Chaco had been pestering him for some time?
That is so. On the night of his death, poor Martin came to me. For the first time, he unburdened himself, and I understood. Chaco's demands became so insistent that in the end, Martin gave in. Then he realized what a terrible thing he had done, and so he killed himself. Oh, believe me, this is a monstrous weapon.
We fully realize, my dear.
And Chaco is a fiend. So very clever and so very boastful.
You've seen him then?
No. I simply have what Martin told me on that last night.
And he told you that Chaco was going to the Golden Eagle tonight?
Yeah. In his elation, Chaco revealed much of his plan. And it was this that Martin passed on to me. He boasted that he would have the full secret of the death ray in his hands once he found the Cossack.
The Cossack, eh?
Yeah.
Your husband explained who this chappie was.
He knew, perhaps, but I didn't ask him.
Pity.
It was agony enough to hear all that this terrible Chaco had said.
Of course.
Poor Martin, I've been so thoughtless.
We hate to press you, my dear, but we must know these things.
I understand, Sir Giles. I will answer your questions as best I'm able.
You say that Chaco hasn't found the Cossack yet?
Yeah, that is so. But he boasts that he knows where to find him when the time comes. In the meantime, he will attend to the disposing of his rivals.
Disposing of rivals?
Those who also search for the secret.
Ah, Chaka's got him tabbed, eh?
He boasts that he knows of three separate rivals. The agents of the British, the agents of a continental power, the agents who are willing to sell their souls and their secrets to the highest bidder.
Yeah, the freelancers, eh?
That is so. And he also claims that he could have disposed of these rivals already here in Sao Paulo.
And what stopped him?
His twisted sense of humor.
How so?
To Martin, he spoke of the special dance that is being performed each night at the Golden Eagle.
Some Aztec ritual dance.
Yeah, and he knows that one of his rivals is the leading dancer.
And her name?
It was something French.
Fakerelli?
I could not be sure of that. But he's also aware that an American woman is also to be found there.
Hetty Fitzhenry.
She is an artist of some kind.
Yeah, that's Hetty, all right.
But, my dear, you started to speak about this fellow's twisted sense of humor. Then you brought up the dance.
For a special purpose. It is Aztec, as you know. It is based upon the dance performed each year over a period of many excesses known as the Five Evil Days. The climax was sacrifice.
As so many of the rituals of these peoples were.
But here is the frightening point. Tonight is the fifth night, the occasion of the climax. Chaco has decided that there should be a sacrifice. That is how his twisted mind works.
And for the sacrifice?
For it, Mr. Carson. He has marked out the two women.
So, that's it. Faye and Hetty know that Chaco is calling at the Golden Eagle tonight. But it seems they don't know that his purpose is to murder them both. Hetty Fitzhenry and Faye Corelli were our rivals in this desperate hunt. But they were also human beings, exceedingly attractive ones. A grim question arose. Could we let them go to their death in Operation Death Ray?
Undercover Carson is written by Michael Noonan and produced by E. Mason Wood for Our Transfer.